What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. So, guys, I got another list for you guys today. Two lists in a row, once again. So, my second list for today is going to be kind of fun. I'm going to be basically naming my five most exciting games for the New York Giants in 2023. So, let's get right into it. Following the team's first playoff berth since 2016, the Giants enter the 2023 season looking to have repeat success. You know, they may not be Super Bowl contenders just yet. However, just seeing how the Giants stack up against some of the best teams in the league will be very exciting compared to last season. The Giants obviously have a much more difficult schedule. While many are upset about this, there's definitely reason to be happy. Not only do the Giants get to prove that last season wasn't a fluke, but if they can manage to play well and even beat some of the best teams in the league, their confidence will be through the roof. This Giants team has a number of exciting games for Giants fans to watch in 2023. However, these five stack up much better than the rest. Not only will these matchups be the most exciting for the Giants, but they will have the potential to be some of the best games in the NFL season this year. So let's get right into it. Number one. I got the Giants playing the Jets against. I got the Giants going up against the New York Jets, Week 8. Why do I have this as my number one most exciting game? Well, the way both of these teams have turned around, you know, like how both of these teams gotten better in recent seasons has been incredible to watch. While the Jets may not have made the playoffs like the Giants in 2022, the Jets were just a couple of games out and made some massive improvements this offseason. This is the first time in a while these stadium rivals have been relevant at the same time, and I'm excited to see them face off. This is the first time the Jets and the Giants have played one another since 2019, and considering that both teams failed to win more than seven games in 2019, in 2023 will definitely be a breath of fresh air for the rivalry. Both of these teams made massive moves this offseason in order to push closer toward contention. The Giants traded for Darren Waller, signed Bobby Okereke, and drafted Deontay Banks, filling massive holes on both sides of the ball. As for the Jets, they traded for Aaron freaking Rodgers. That was probably the biggest hole on their roster by far. These two teams are looking to prove themselves in 2023, making for what could be an incredibly exciting game to watch regardless of who you're rooting for. While the Giants will technically beat a home team for this matchup, expect a good split between Jets and Giants fans at MetLife Stadium. So that's number one. My second most exciting game is the Giants going on the road playing the San Francisco 49ers in Week 3. And why do I have this as my second most exciting game? Well, with this early matchup, the Giants have the chance to prove that they are going to be one of the best teams in the NFL in 2023. The 49ers are one of the best and most well-rounded teams in the NFL, and we're just one win away from another Super Bowl appearance. Honestly, if all of their quarterbacks had not gotten hurt, I would be confident to say the Niners could have beaten the Eagles. regardless, the 49ers are a very good team and are likely going to be Super Bowl contenders once again. Now, it won't be easy, you know, but the Giants do have a chance to win this game and make a massive statement early on in the season. The 49ers have consistently been one of the best teams in the NFL for a while now. Meanwhile, the Giants are up and coming and looking to show the world that they mean business. Obviously, the Giants are gonna have a tough time slowing down this 49ers offense, but San Fran will likely have similar problems. All we know is that this will be, I feel like this is gonna be a high-flying game. A high-flying, action-packed game in just week 3. A win of this magnitude would give the Giants a massive... A win like this for the Giants would literally give this... it would literally give this team massive amounts of momentum for the rest of the season. And I'm incredibly excited to watch it all unfold. All right. All right, guys. My next game, my third most exciting game. You guys probably already know. It's the Giants going on the road playing the Buffalo Bills, the Brian Daboll revenge game. Week 6, I can't wait, you know, so the Giants will be going to upstate New York to play the Buffalo Bills, week 6. It's been a while since both of these teams faced each other, you know, there's some history between both of these teams, obviously. I'm sorry, Bills fans, I'm sorry you have to hear this, but obviously going back to the Super Bowl when the Bills missed a field goal, if the Bills would have made it out, the Bills would have won the Super Bowl, you know. It was a close game. The Giants won 21-20. So Brian Daboll, he's no longer in Buffalo, he's the new head coach for the Giants. You know, look, it's similar to week eight, Jets matchup. The Giants have yet another state rivalry to play this season. This time they'll be facing off against the Buffalo Bills, another AFC East opponent. Obviously, this will not be one of the biggest games of the season for the Giants, but it will also be one of the most exciting. And why is that? Well, the Bills, just like the Niners, have been one of the best teams in the NFL for a while now. If the Giants manage to take them down, it's hard to not call them contenders. You know, I mean, if you can take down a Bills team that literally went to the AFC Championship four times, almost five if they would have never lost to the Bengals. This is no easy talk, especially for the Giants defense. Despite this, you know, we all know what the Giants are capable of when labeled as underdogs. Buffalo, you know, the Bills have stars on both sides of the ball, but so did the Giants. I expect this to be a back and forth type game. It's hard to imagine either team's defense stopping the offense of the other. You know, even aside from the players, the coaching battle between Brian Daboll and Sean McDermott will be incredibly fun to watch. Offense, defense, coaching, it doesn't matter what aspect of football you're talking about, they will deliver in this incredibly exciting matchup. Hopefully the Giants can prove once and for all that they are New York's top team. Hopefully. And guys, my fourth most exciting game, it's the season opener when the Giants are at home, Sunday Night Football, when we play those stinking Dallas Cowboys. This is not old to me. This is not new to me, actually. This is a team that I can't stand. And I am very, look at, I'm excited to see my Giants end a long reign of misery to this disgusting franchise. The Cowboys have killed the Giants for 10 straight years. The only game the Giants won was when the NFC was when the NFC East was a poor division and we beat the Cowboys with no Dak Prescott. Look at, here's why I have this game as my fourth most exciting game to watch. Honestly, the Giants may not have been given a more exciting Week 1 matchup this season. Starting the campaign at home, one of the biggest rivals of the New York Giants makes for a must-watch game to start the NFL year. The Cowboys have had the upper hand on the Giants for quite some time now. However, this could finally be the Giants' year to sweep the season series. You know, obviously, if the Giants wish to do this, they must start the season off hot and take them down, because this Cowboys team can come back in an instant. This won't be an easy task, as not only did Cowboys beat the Giants in both of their games last season, but they made some pretty big-time additions. You know, the Cowboys, they added both Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore via trade and drafted Mazi Smith in the first round of this year's draft. All three of those guys play positions in some of the Cowboys' biggest weaknesses, so exploiting them won't be as easy. Hopefully, Dak Prescott has a repeat season in terms of how bad he was, even though I love Dak Prescott. You guys know me. I love me some Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott he's playing for the Cowboys, okay? So I need him to suck, okay? I like Dak Prescott, but he should have never played for the Cowboys. He should have never signed a contract with the Dallas Cowboys. I will never talk to him. I hate talking like this. I like Dak Prescott. I like him. I'm a big fan of his. But I need him to suck now, because he's playing for the Cowgirls. Cowboys, whatever you want to call them. This will be the best way to take down the Cowboys. Without their quarterback, the Cowboys will have little to nothing going for them on offense, and the Giants must take advantage of this by taking advantage of Dak Prescott's weaknesses, so the Giants can walk out of MetLife Stadium with a big relief and win, and we can see Cowboys fans just suffering pain. Me and Stephen A. will be laughing together as well. Shout out to Stephen A. And guys, last but not least, you guys already know my fifth most exciting game. It's the Week 16 matchup when the New York Giants go on the road to play the Philadelphia Eagles on Christmas Day. You guys know when this was actually the first game that was reported, and you guys don't know how excited I was. You know why? Because here's why it's so exciting. Because it's on the best holiday of all holidays. Nothing's better to see an Eagles fan suffer on Christmas, where you get to wake up and you get to open your presents, eat the candy canes, watch Christmas movies. Nothing's better to celebrate a win and beating not just any team, but the NFC defending champs. Nothing will be better to see Eagles fan crying on the best holiday of all holidays. Look at me. I don't know if I can name a more exciting matchup next season than the Giants and Eagles Christmas Day matchup in Week 16. Like, not only is it always a blast when these two teams play, but to add the extra pleasure of playing on Christmas, it just adds another layer of excitement. You know? Either or not, the Giants win this matchup, it will be incredibly fun to watch. The Eagles may have the upper hand of... Look, the Eagles may have the upper hand as of now, but Week 16 is a long time from now, and anything could happen. Regardless, the Giants have the best chance they've had in years to take down the Eagles on their home turf. The one thing that can't happen, though, is another Boston Scott masterclass. Boston Scott, I don't know how he does it. For some reason, he's ruined enough games for Giants fans. Wink Martindale cannot allow him to run. He cannot allow him. Wink Martindale cannot allow Boston Scott to ruin Christmas. I can't take it. Jalen Hurts. I love Jalen Hurts. I said it once the Eagles drafted this kid out of Alabama. This kid's going to have a bright future once Carson Wentz is done out of Philly. And look at him. This kid in 2 years almost won a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown will get theirs, but we can't allow Boston Scott to dominate like he seemingly always does against the Giants. Who knows? Look at it. I don't know what will happen. Who knows? All we know is that this has to be the most exciting game on the Giants' schedule right now. While there are other exciting games, nothing even comes close to topping this one. Any Christmas game is exciting, let alone one against the Giants' biggest rival. And yeah, guys, those are my top five most exciting games for the New York Giants in 2023. Let me know how you guys feel about my list. And let me know if you guys have any other games, if you're a fan of the Giants or any other, or if you're a fan of any other team in the NFC or in the AFC, let me know down in the Q&A section and I'll get right back at you. Fine people. But I hope you guys enjoy this one. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants. But until then, I'm out. Peace.